The Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. The first wide line, the Mishnah Samach Vav Amud Beis. Habonim Yoytzim B'Ksharim. That means we talk about now the Issa Itza. Bonim, boys. It says Dafka boys. It says Dafka Ktanim. It seems like not adults. Bonim or Yoytzim B'Ksharim. You go out with gnats. The Gemara is going to explain what these gnats are. Ubnei Melochim and princes. Bezugin. They're allowed to go with bells. V'chol Adam. Be'etzim. Every person can go with a bell. It's normal, the norm is for B'nai Melochim to have these bells. It's a very fancy adornment. So those are relevant to Zov, L'noi Zagdrashi. So maybe that's relevant to B'nai Melochim, but Be'etzim, any person can go with it too. It's called a tachshit that you're apparently not going to take off. Otherwise, Vayta tachshit would be awesome. It says it's mutter. Zog D'gmog HaMaik Shalom, what are these knots that we're referring to that we say B'nai Melochim to go with? Omer Rav Ada Mori. Omer Rav Nachman bar Baruch, Omer Rav Ashi bar Avin, Omer Rav Yehuda, Keshure Pui. Keshure Pui, Sog Rashi, Garnitze, Koshrim B'Ksharim, it's a type of herb that they tie, or they tie different types of knots around a person's neck. L'Rafua. Now, Rashi says, I don't know which kind of choyli it's for, but it seems like it's a Kamiya Shal Ikrin, just like we had a Kamiya Shal Ksovim, a Kamiya Shal Ksav, you're allowed to wear for Rafua. So it's a Kamiya of Ikrin, that not shoksav, and it becomes like a malbush l'choyla. Like Rashi said earlier in Daf Samach, you're not going to remove it because you don't want to remove something that's a remedy. So merely you're allowed to go with it on Shabbos. Zogdim Omer Abaye Omeli Aim. Omeli Aim, my mother, which was actually the one that raised him, said.
Im Tolso.
Omeli Aim. No. His mother said to him, Tloso Mukmi. Three knots is Mukmi. It prevents the choyli from spreading. It's maimed the choyli that it shouldn't get any worse. Chamisha, if you have five knots, masu. Not just it prevents it from spreading, it heals it. And shiva, I feel like kshofim mali, it helps even for kshofim, even for witchcraft. That's how strong the remedy of seven knots are. It helps even against kishif. Helps even against kishif. Now, all these refuahs that we find over here in the Gemara, the Tosis in Ma'at Kodem Daf Yud Aleph says that today it's Nishtanu, all the Tivim, and we don't use those refuahs today. As a matter of fact, the Yamsha Shloima in Bava Kama says that there's even a Cherem Kadmoinim to use these refuahs that the Gemara describes, specific refuahs. Why? Because, and Kivega brings this in the other day, in Shalom Advov, the reason is because since it changes exactly the way you're supposed to do it, if you do it the wrong way, which we might even be off by one small minuscule difference, detail, so then it's going to end up being a liglug, it'll be a bizoyin on the chachomim, you'll say, oh, I did the chachomim's refuah and it didn't work. So that's why there's a cherem kadmonim not to use these type of remedies. If it's something that's al piteva, it makes sense, you're drinking hot water after a shower for the goof, that's something else. But something that we understand, something that we don't understand, take a cat and burn it and take the ashes and do these type of refuahs, that the detail might be off by one small minuscule difference, so you're not allowed to use even a cherem kadmonim. Kvega brings a marshal, the Yamsha Shloima. Sog di Gemara, oh, it's very specific. It's dafka when it never saw sunlight, v'siaro or never saw a moon, v'lochozi mitro or never saw rain, v'loshmir like kol barzalo, it never saw the banging of metal, v'tokol tana goyltho or never heard the crying of a rooster, v'kal nigri or the voice, the steps, the footsteps, the voice that not the voice, the noise that comes out when a person hears footsteps. So when you can't hear, see the sunlight, the moonlight, it can't see, be in contact with any rain, it can't hear any voice, noise of Barzel, or Tana Goylim, or footsteps. So Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Nofal Puta Bebira. So Ebezoi, you just threw the refuah into the garbage dump. Because it's impossible to have something that you're watching to such an extent that it came into contact, that heard any of these things. How's a person going to have that type of kesher, that type of knot that he's going to be kosher with? Why does the Mishnah say that bonim are yoytzim b'ksharim? That bonim allowed to go with ksharim? Afilu bonos nami. Even bonos should also be. Why is it din in bonim? What's it specifically bonim? It's a din in a male, in a bonim, not bonos. And furthermore, why does it say that bonim allowed to go b'ksharim? And dafka ketanim, afilu gdolim nami. Why dafka gdolim? Why dafka ketanim? So two questions: why bonim not bonos, and why ketanim not gdolim? Zogt mal Ella Mike Shorim, what's Shorim and Upshat? Ki hodom Rav Amen bar Hunom Rav Chom bar Guya. Ben sheyesh gaguin al oviv, a son that is misgageya, that is yearning for his father. A child is separated from his father. He goes away to sleepaway camp, whatever the gaguin are, separated from his father. So what do you do in order to stop this gaguin and he shouldn't go into a matzav of depression and sakona? So noitel gatzua miminol shel yamin. So you take a shoelace from the right foot, from the father's right shoe, it seems like. V'koishla b'smoiloi, and you tie this on the left side of the son. You tie it on the left hand of the son. Koishla b'smoiloi. You take the right shoelace, and you tie it on the left side of the son. So Rashi says that this stops the gaguin. The Ben Chananel says that we're talking about whole new pshat. The Ben Chananel says we're talking about after the father was niftah. And the son is misgageya for the father. So you take after Misas Oviv, Zogt Rashi, b'Misas Oviv, Dr. Rachamin, b'Misas Oviv, noitel etzua miminol Oviv ha'imin, v'koysher b'smoil ha'ben, v'oim shemakshim, shemashkid liboi. Oh, so basically, it's a different pshat. Either the pshat is that the father is alive and he's misgageya on him, or after the father's tear, you have a remnant, you have like a memory, something that puts him at ease, and that is koysher b'smoiloi. Zogt Gemara, Om Rav Nachman Yitzchok, v'simonech. How do you remember that it goes on the left side? It's like tefillin, just like tefillin. Tefillin you tie on the left side. V'chiluf esakanto. And if you switch it, if you take the left shoelace and put it on the right hand, that's very sakona. So the detail is very important. Oh, so why by a basnat? So the reason is, Rashi says, because a ben is megageya for his father more. So number one, it's only negeya to children, not negeya to adults. Adults don't have this gaguin that is at kedei sakona. And furthermore, Zog Rashi, refuzu leshach min hakevus, she'ena av mechavavon kol kach mitchiloson shiu megageyin olov. Fathers do not have such a close relationship with a daughter that they should be megageya at kedei sakona to come to depression when they're separated. So that's why it's relevant. The refu is practical. It's something that's for bonim and ktanim. Zogt die Gemara, Omer Avin Bahuna, Omer Avchome Baguya, Sichufe Koso Atibuga B'Shabbat Shapei Domi. If you take a hot cup, which has in it still heat that was heated up on Shabbos with hot water, you spill out the hot water, so you have the hevel of the hot water still in this cup, you flip it over, and you put it over a person's T-bar, over his stomach, which he has a stomach ailment, he has a stomach ache. So Shapei Domi, allowed to do this on Shabbos. Now, this, the steam, I guess, the hot cup that was on the hot water, you spill that water, shouldn't be a sakona, it heals the stomach ailment. Now, there's no problem of shchika samonim. Fu is always also on Shabbos, lest you come to crush pills, shchika samonim. Over here, not shaykh, shchika samonim, because there is no samonim involved. There's no pills, there's no herbs, there's no add some type of food that you can be goes out to shrik samonim. Elamai mitzad uvdir choyl. So that state in Mokan Avram, that it's mutter because of Mokam tzar. And when there's no tzar taka, they taka asid, that's uvdir choyl. It's only mutter, but Mokam tzar, but the lack of samonim. So you don't have samonim, so there's a problem of shrik samonim. And it's mutter because of tzar, because Mokam tzar, they're kelu, they allow this type of refu, which is not a samonim, they can refu. Zogt Mava Omer Avin Bahuna, Omer Avchon Baguya, Mutter Losuch Shemen Umelach Beshabbos. You're allowed to anoint yourself with a ingredient, a potion that's composed of oil and salt. What does oil and salt do? It takes away the fever. Zogt Mava Ki Hoder Avuna Mibei Rav, V'Rabi Mibei Rav Chia, V'Rab Chia Mibei Rav, Kave Mivasmo. Oh, it takes away actually the shikkenness. When they were drunk, they were mevusim by a siyum, let's say. They drank. They were drunk. So ma'isim mishcha u'milcha v'shaifle le'gviyosa di'adayu, gviyosa di'krayu. They took this ingredient of oil together with salt, and you rub it in the person's hand, in his palms, and in the gviyosa karayu, and in the feet palms. And if you put it and rub it into those places, so then it removes the shikkenness. So Rashi, shikoyrin shoyu mashkenes atalmidim, l'choyrin means by a siyum. So they were choshev, they drank some, I guess they drank, so it was mefik the yayin. Zog va'amri kehecha the tzil, and they said as follows: kehecha the tzil ha mishcha just like the oil is being tzol, it's being rubbed in, it's dissipating into the skin. So leitzel chamre de plani ba plani sir. So to the alcohol should dissipate by ploini ben ploini. So should it dissipate by ploini ben ploini. Zog demar viloi maisi shea de dana. And if you don't have this oil and salt, so you take shea de dani. You take a clay seal from a barrel. V'shogel b'mayo, and you soak it in water. V'omen, you say, k'ech de leitzel ha'shea. Just like the shea, this clay now is melting. It's becoming soft inside the water. So leitzel chama de planya ba planya, sir. So to the alcohol should dissipate in plenty ben plenty. V'omen amen ba'huna, omen gafchome ba'guya. Muta l'chanik b'shabes. Another thing that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to be mechanic on Shabbos. Now, you're allowed to be mechanic on Shabbos, so it's a type of refuah that's without samonim, so there's no gzer of shrik samonim. Is a person has something stuck in the throat, so you choke him. You don't choke him literally atkei sakona, but you hang him and you hold him by the neck in a way that you are stretching the neck in a way that it alleviates the pain that he has in his neck. You're mechanic on Shabbos. So the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perkhof Aleph Lamed Aleph says that again, this is not a derech of refu with samonim, so it's mutar on Shabbos. Later on, Kufchov Gimel, this is sugya, is a machlokes taka, if you're allowed to do this, be a dayim. But that's the next one, lefufi yenuka. But the kaponim over here, it's the gabi lechanik and Shabbos is mutar, because again, it's no zeru shrika samonim. V'omer avim bahuna, omer afkom baguya, lefufi yenuka b'shabbato. If you want to wrap a child, in order when the baby is born, so the limbs might have been displaced. So you want to put the limbs back together, so you wrap it in a blanket, in a tight way, and that places the limbs back. Now, even though there's a machlekes later on in Kufchov Gimel, if it's mutter, that machlekes is biyodayim, when you go with your hands and you massage it in a way that you're straightening the limbs. But checking over here, it's with a blanket, so it's different. There's a machlekes if it's mutter dafka on the yom aleidah, and over there it may be talking about after the yom aleidah. So that's where the machlekes is, where it might be also that later on Kufchov Gimel. Here we're saying stoma lefufi yenuka by a newborn is mutter when it's not biyodayim. Zog mo rapope masni bonim. Rapope said bonim, meaning two remedies are mutter that we mentioned over here. One of them is the retsua, the yamin, on the smile of the child when he's misgager for his father, or like the Rach says, after stira. And the second remedy he was saying is lefufi yenuka. So both these refuas are not a problem of shrikas amonim, and he's masti bonim, plural. Ravzid masti ben, he's only masti the second lefua we're saying now, lefufi yenuka b'shabato. He doesn't say both of them. Rapopa masti bonim v'tavayim masti lo, and he learns both of these remedies we just said. Avim bahuna, he says it in the name of Avim bahuna. Ravzid masti ben, kamaisi masni ba'avim bahuna. The first one is Avim Bahuna. V'hai maslo b'rabba b'rafchana. D'om rabba b'chana, lefufi yinuka b'shabbat shapidomi. To take and to wrap the limbs of a child, to place them, make into place, when they were displaced, is mutan Shabbos. Om rabbaya, om li aim. Kol minyone b'shmodi ima. Kol minyone b'shmodi ima is a drashi. That kol lechishos, all lechishos, that you have to say ploini men ploini, you mention the mother's name. Why is it called minyana? Sometimes you say it three times. Yesh gimel pomim, yesh yoseh, call it minyana. But b'shmo de'ima, so actually ploini by ploinis. And this is the makar the person can bring when you're down for someone, you say Moshe ben Rochel, you say the mother's name. Ploini ben ploinis, like Rashi says. Zog di gemoga, call minyana mefashe, b'shmo de'ima. Oh, v'chol katri b'smola. And any thing that you tie on the left side. Any minyan that's mefasha, it says how many times you have to do it. You do it exactly like it said, not more, not less. But if it doesn't say an amount, so you have to do it 41 times. That's the number. Zok digemoga, Tana Rabbana, yoitzin be'even tkuma b'Shabbos. You're allowed to have an Evan Tkum. An Evan Tkum is that a woman should not be mappled of blood. In order that she shouldn't have a navel, so you wear this Evan Tkum. Zagdrashi, Noshim Uber is wear it that it shouldn't be mappled of blood. Not just the Eben Tkuma you're allowed to have, a woman's allowed to be on Shabbos. It's called a malbush, because you're not going to remove it. It doesn't mean Malbush the Vlad. Even the weight of an Eben Tkuma, not the Eben Tkuma itself, but even something that's the exact same weight of the Eben Tkuma, is also a muta on Shabbos. V'loi she'epilo, not just a woman that has in history that she was Malbush Vlados, elo she'metapil, that he shouldn't be Malbush Vlad, even if she has no history. V'loi she'ibro, not just a woman that's pregnant, elo she'metis aber. Betapil, even if she might be pregnant and she might be mampil of lad, it's also mut. You don't have to know she's pregnant. So Rashi says, "V'loy she'ibra she'adua lo she'himu beres." You don't have to know she's pregnant, even if you don't know. So the poiskam amidakim in the prima godim that if you know she's not pregnant, you can know someone is not pregnant. So then it would not be mutter. It has to be dafka v'loy she'ibra she'adua she'himu beres. You don't have to have yadua mubeges, but if you know she's loy mubeges, then maybe it will be osetaka. As also in prima godim shim gimel, the ar cholkim shechon aruch lemaisa says that it's the event kum is mutter any instance, even if you know she's not pregnant, and even if she's lohi pila, and not like this dig that he's making in Rashi. So the gemara. It has to be an Eben Tkuma that mitchilosoi, this was the exact weight of the Eben Tkuma. It's not the pshat that you added on another piece to make it, or you chipped off a piece to make it the weight that it's supposed to be. It has to be mitchilosoi, that weight. When you have this mishkel, it has to be mamish the mishkel exact. What if you have a mishkel of a mishkel of an emet kuma? The mishkel of an emet kuma, we said, also good. What about a mishkel of a mishkel? The exact same weight of something which was the counterweight of the emet kuma. Zog the mogah teku, that remains a teku. Zog the mogah, vom rabbaya omeli aim. All these, his mother. His mother wasn't really his mother, the menekes that raised him. Omeli aim. La ashto. For someone who has a fever, Bas Yoima, a fever that remains a day. So Lishkel Zuza Chivra. You take a Zuza Chivra, Zog Rashi, Tzoruf Echodosh, a new coin. It's called white, but it's a new coin. Newly minted. Veleze La Milchasa, and go to a place where they, when you want to take salt out of water, so you burn the water and you remain with the salt. You go to the salt in the water, you have to cook it in a way that the salt remains. So Leza La Milcha, you go to this place of the Melach, Viliskel Mitklei Milcha, you take the exact same weight of the Melach, Vilitzayre Bechalolo, and you take the exact same weight of the Melach, klapit this Zuze Chivrisa, klapit this new minted coin, and you Mitzayre it Bechalolo de Veitzavor, and you hang it around the neck of a person's, in the opening of the neck. Benira Barko. And you hang it benira barko. You hang it zogdrashi litzah shalsar with one strand of hair. Zogmal viloi. And if you don't get a hold of this melach to hang around his neck, the exact same size of the coin. Bilolays vapash drochim, sit by crossroads. Vichi chazi shum shino gamlo. And you see an ant, a big ant, the dori midi that's carrying a big thing, a crumb. You know, somebody see an ant carrying a crumb. If you see an ant carrying a crumb. So lishkelei v'lashde begufsa de nachsho, take the ant and place it in a gushta in begufsa de nachsho, take it in a kone shal nechoshes, in a barrel of nechoshes, v'listayme be'ivro, and seal it with oiferes, with lead, v'lichtme b'shitin gushpanka, and seal it with 60 rashes lavdavka shitin. And but the point is, seal it well. There is no way for it to leave. Shaiva, Eferes, Zephes, Tit. Rashi brings all types of things that you can seal it with. Vilevazule, Vilidre, and shake it up. Yinaneoi, shake up this barrel with this ant in there. Vileman, you say as follows: Tuune cholai, what you're carrying this crumb. Zozan mine peckle. I'll take your peckle, and you take mine. Vituune. And you take my peckle. My illness, you take, and I'll take your peckle. Maybe this ant is already an ant that someone else did this remedy to. Maybe he's carrying someone else's illness. So you're saying that your peckle should be mine. Maybe you're going to take someone else's illness. My illness and your illness should remain by you. And I shouldn't have any of the illnesses. This is similar to the refuah that I once spoke about that's brought down in the Pesach Chuvas, that I said that Reb Shul Leib brought this in Yerushalayim to the people in Lomja, that the minig was that they took this gula of taking the finger of a choyli and place it into the fist of someone before his misa, before his kvura. And you say that the choyli that the person has should go to him, should go to the mace. And you give away the choyli. And there's a whole suffix. No, after the mace is nifta. And his suffix is, if a coin is allowed to be mishtamish with this refuah, because after a coin can't be mitamal a mace, but maybe for a refuah's gula is like this, that's the suffix that he has. Like upon him, here we're saying that you take the choyli and you're giving it to the ant. So, but again, like I said, all the refus of Chazal, Tosim Moed Kon, Daf Yud Aleph says that Nishtanu Hativim and he shouldn't use it. And Yamsha Shloim and Kivega brings that you're not allowed to. Zecherim Kadmoinim, you're not allowed to use these refus because it might come end up being a zilzel in Chachomim. If you're doing off, if you veer off by one minuscule difference, then it might be end up being a zilzel. Zok the Gemoga Viloi, and if you can't hold it as ant that's carrying this speckle of a crumb, so Lishkel Kuzecharito, take a kuzecharito, a klicheres, a new klicheres, velezel in nahara, and you go to the river and you say, velemele, nahara, nahara, river, usven kuzedamaya, lend me water in order that I should fill up with this cup. Leurcha, the iklili, leurcha, the iklili, for this urcha, this illness that I have, velehade shov zimne al reisha. And then you take it and you say, seven times you take this cup that you asked the water to lend you water, the river to lend you water to, and you turn it around, Shiva Zimna Al Reisha, around your head like kaporas. You take the chicken around your head. There's going to be a makar attack for kaporas later on in Masechet Shabbos, Rashi brings. You take herbs around your head. Here we're saying you take this kuzin amaya, without the maya, you tell the water, the river to lend you the water. Maybe you fill it up. Village dayan, you don't know the exact detail exactly. If you fill it up with water or not, the Gemara doesn't say, but you'd say, lend me the water, and then you turn it around your head. Village dayan lachoyre, it seems like you filled up the water, and then you spill it in back you. This water that you drew from the river, you flip it around and you spill it behind you. Vilemel, and you say, nahoga, nahoga, shkoil madi yahavtali, take back that which you gave me. And that includes the illness. The ucha de ikli, and the illness that came to me, b'yoyma osa u'b'yoyma ozel, it came in one day, and it should leave in one day also. That's the food, the zgula that you say. Stop over here, the bottom of the omid, samach vav omid beis.